So 2 weeks ago at the Combine, you know, we talked about the opportunity to improve our team in the coming months. We definitely feel like we're doing that. The first phase of that improvement is taking place with the free agency. We feel very encouraged with the players we've added. With free agency still in play, that's still active right now, the draft fast approaching, there's a lot of opportunities to improve our team. It's exciting right now. A couple points on each player we've acquired, and then I'll be happy to take any questions. Allen Robinson, obviously a productive receiver, size, very good route runner, experience, someone we feel fits this offense very well. Trey Burton, you tight end, he's athletic, he can separate in the pass game. He also fits our offense very well. I know Matt's really excited to utilize this player. Taylor Gabriel, very athletic, sudden, just a guy that can generate big plays, an exciting player. Cody Parkey, a proven kicker. He's made the Pro Bowl. He's still a young player, a position we wanted to address, and we feel like we've done that with Cody. I think it benefits us that Chris Tabor has background with this player. That's helpful. And then Chase Daniel, a guy Matt and I both know from different points in our career, a quarterback we believe in, but also someone that we feel is going to greatly help Mitch's continued development. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Brian, with Robinson, what steps did you have to take to feel good about the knee? And where is he at in that process and coming back? And when can we expect to see him on the field?
You know, Adam, just getting him here, going through the physicals and with our doctors, a lot of confidence in that. I think also with the fact that he's 24 years old, he did it very, very early in the season, week one, so he's already far along into his rehab. And then just knowing more about his work ethic, his professionalism, how he's attacking it, we feel very good about that. But until we get him here, you know, with our trainers, with our physical therapists, with our strength coaches, I won't give you an exact timeline, but we feel good about it.
How important was it to get a backup quarterback that did that knowledge of the system to help not only Mitch but everybody else on?
It's big. You know, he has obviously knowledge of the offense. Chase does. That's huge. That's only going to help. And then I think also the benefit, you know, look, he's played with Alex Smith. He's played with Drew Brees. He's been around a lot of really good quarterback play. I think that only helps.
All right, with Robinson, what specifically stands out to you about how his skill set fits in this offense?
Look, he's a big target that knows how to get open. He's a savvy route runner that can set guys up, and he's just a proven receiver. You know, he's a physical guy that can body and out-position guys, and it's a guy, obviously, we targeted, and we're excited to get here.
Did you have a different vibe when you were calling around on players like Robinson in the past couple of years when you guys weren't able to get some of the bigger names?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a good feeling when you know players want to be here, you know. And you can feel that, Brad, and I think that's accurate. You know, I think, you know, it starts, you know, with our staff and with Matt Nagy and our quarterback and the city of Chicago and there was a different vibe this year.
Right, besides the knee, Robinson also had a little bit of a downturn in his production from that big year he had 3 years ago now. How did that figure into your evaluation of him as far as where he is as a receiver when he comes?
Yeah, Mark, we went back and looked at all of it, you know, really all his years and how the production came. And at the end of the day, you know, as you know, it's a thorough, long process, and we felt very comfortable and then very excited to be able to add him here and what he's going to do in this offense.
Ryan, with Taylor Gabriel, what did you see from him maybe between 2016 and 2017 that tells you that from now on he can be more like 2016 and above?
You know, obviously, you know, there's some changes there with the staff, but, you know, I thought in both years, you know, he's an explosive, you know, kind of an electric player, you know, that you can use in a variety of ways. We have coaches on our staff now that have been with him going back to the Cleveland days, so we know a little bit about his makeup, his competitiveness, and when you meet him and you guys will meet him today, those qualities stand out just even in these settings.
How important was it to find not only players that fit the offense but versatile players that fit multiple different spots within the offense?
Yeah, you know, and I think one thing that was good this year is just our alignment with the coaches and just feeling that. And, like, Matt does an unbelievable job of painting a vision for the player. And then it's up to us to go find those guys, you know, with our coaching staff. And I feel very aligned in that right now and excited about this.
Brian, it feels like it's over. It hasn't been 24 hours yet. I know you can't give us any additional players that you're targeting.
Yeah, it's going on right now as we speak. You know, it's funny. You're one day into free agency, and nowadays it feels like you're already in that second wave a little bit. But, yeah, that's ongoing right now.
Are you able to target need more in free agency than you normally would in the draft?
I think so. You know, you can fill some of that, and it allows you to take the best player available in the draft.
Brian, how would you characterize your guys' approach to free agency this year? And is it fair to say it was different than previous years?
I think I don't know if we would say it was different. You know, I think we're always aggressive when we need to be aggressive and calculated. And as we talk about a lot, you know, there's risk in free agency and trying to be measured with that. But when you identify a player, this is what I feel. When we're all united, our coaches and our scouts, on the vision for the player and how we feel about the player, let's go get that guy, you know, and give it our best shot. And we did that. And if you'd have told me 2 days ago that, hey, I'd be coming here talking about these five players, we all would have taken that. So the whole building's excited right now.
Is there a difference in where you were aiming in terms of the tiers of the market this year?
I wouldn't say that, Rich, yeah.
Ryan, what did you learn from your experience last year? You know, maybe that upper tier of the market that you were able to apply this year. Are there any lessons? Was there any takeaway?
You know, I think you're learning every year. You know, I think, you know, free agency, these deals are going up and up every year. You know, I thought I want to give Joey Lane a lot of credit in this process. Joey did a very good job of projecting where these numbers would come in, you know, so it kind of gave us some parameters as we went into these negotiations. And he did a good job kind of nailing these things home.
Right. What do you like about how Trey Burton can fit into this offense?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. One of the first conversations Matt and I had, once kind of everything calmed down and we're just talking football, was the value of this position, the value of the U tight end position in this offense. And he painted that picture very clear, which is great for a scout to hear, because then it makes it easier to go find that person. And so Trey, he just fits a lot of the qualities we're looking for in this offense. I think, you know, obviously as a receiver, his ability to separate, he's got good hands, he's an intelligent player. We just feel there's a lot of upside ahead of him, and we feel like this offense will maximize that upside.
Grant, how does Burton affect Adam Shaheen's development? Are they complementary players? Are they different players? How do those two fit to get Shaheen supposedly going to have a breakout type of year?
Yeah, and Mark, I think we can utilize all our tight ends. I think, you know, the Super Bowl champions are a recent example of that, of using a lot of tight ends. And so they're all valuable weapons. They're all a little different. I think they all complement each other. And so it fits together nicely.
Does this won't affect Shaheen's snaps, let's say, just looking ahead? I mean, does
no, we see it as an advantage of them being together.
Ryan, we're seeing across the league an unusual number of three-year big-money deals that would have probably been four or five in past years. Do you think there's a direct correlation to the fact that CBA expires in 3 years in those deals?
I don't know if I'd go there. I think, you know, there's trends that happen each year, and if you're going to be competitive in free agency, you kind of know what you're dealing with, you know, and we wanted to be competitive and we wanted to be aggressive on the players that we had clear visions for.
Some people felt like they wanted to be here when you talked to them. How much of a factor did Mitch play in that when you're talking to these players?
I think there's excitement around the league with Mitch, you know, and I just think not just for the talent that he is, but the person that he is. And I think, you know, I mean, let's be honest, you know, teams pay – or players pay attention to who the quarterback is and who they're going to potentially pair with. And there's a lot of excitement around the quarterback, and that definitely helps.
Is Deion Sims going to be on the team? Can you guys make a decision with him?
We like Deion Sims, a well-rounded tight end. We're excited we got him.
I don't see the transition tags used a whole lot. Why did you go that route with Kyle?
You know, those are things that we talked about a lot, you know, kind of behind the scenes. And when we get into the contracts and the details, those are, you know, kept behind the scenes. Obviously, you guys know how we feel about Kyle. We value Kyle. We like Kyle. And we just figured that was the best course of action.
Right. Last year's free agent class fizzled out somewhat. What tells you that this group will be different?
Yeah, you know, I think Dan, we talked about there's risk with free agency. You know what I mean? And you're not gonna hit home runs, you know, all the time. You know, and unfortunate, some of those didn't work out. You know, but I can talk about the excitement of this class and how we feel about these guys and the vision that we have for these guys, and we're excited about that.
What excites you most collectively about this group?
I think just, you know, we talked about being able to quickly add weapons to our offense, you know, and I feel like we've definitely done that. You know, being able to upgrade the kicker position, add stability there, we feel like we've done that. And then with Chase, Chase is a guy that, you know, I know from background in New Orleans, Matt knows from background in Kansas City, he's familiar with the offense, and I just think we've talked about the value of that room, and having him in the room is very beneficial.
Ryan, I know you guys obviously brought back Sam, and he's a linebacker, but still a lot of bodies to fill there. At that outside linebacker position, what kind of qualities are you looking for?
Yeah, the number one trait you look for in those outside linebackers, pass rushers, you know. And, you know, one thing we got to be mindful of, and I think somebody just said, we're only one day into free agency, so there's so many avenues to continue to improve our team. There's still positions of need, and we'll do that.
Was Did Mitch work the phones at all to talk to the receivers, or is that tampering that you can't do?
Can't do that. Yeah.
Ryan, how close do you feel like you are to either challenging for a winning record or even a playoff spot at this point?
You know, we just started the offseason acquisition period now. We're only 1 day into it. So let's take it step by step. The excitement of the draft is right around the corner, and that's our primary mode for adding talent to our team.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.